final message on escaping Catholicism. This 10th and final message is on why escape Catholicism. Why would you do that? Why would you want to escape Catholicism if you're happy in that religion, your family has been in it for 1,000 years or 1,500 years or whatever? Why would you want to escape Catholicism? Well, they claim that they are the original church, of course. If you go to any college and study church history, they're going to give you the history of the Catholic Church. Now, we have studied down through the last 9 lessons, and this will be the 10th, how that Catholicism, if this little thing works, how Catholicism evolved. Catholicism does not go past 325 AD. Catholicism today, as was the Catholic Church teaches today, only goes back a couple of hundred years. Because Catholicism has evolved. Why escape Catholicism? They have a false church history. Let's look up here and review just a few things. The Lord called his church out around 30 AD. He called the church out during his ministry when he began to call the different disciples out by the seashores of Galilee. John the Baptist had already prepared the material for him. As Eleazar went in the Old Testament to Laban and got Rebecca for Isaac, so John the Baptist gathered up the bride for the Lord Jesus Christ. Eleazar was a type of John the Baptist, and John the Baptist was a friend of the bridegroom. Now, the Lord called his church out. He gave it the word of God. The apostles, he had placed the first gift in the church with apostles, and through the apostles and through the inspired writers of the New Testament, we have the Word of God. The Word of God. The infallible Word of God. Now, the Catholic Church says that her history is infallible, that she is infallible, that her popes are infallible, that the Church itself is infallible. Many people say, well, the Catholic Church is changing today. How can the Catholic Church say something that was infallibly given to them is now fallible? Let's look and see what the Catholic Church did. First of all, in Constantine's time, the Catholic Church, Constantine, the Apostle of God, according to Catholicism, the Pontifex Maximus, established the church and the state. Nowhere in the Bible will you find a church-state marriage. Nowhere in the Bible will you find a church-state marriage in the New Testament. It is impossible. When you go over here into the millennial reign, we'll find Israel doing the bidding of the Lord Jesus Christ down upon the earth. El Ha'aretz, our epites geis, upon the earth. The kingdom of God will be established. The Lord with his bride now, his bride, will be in that heavenly city, New Jerusalem. Catholic Church introduced to people the false object of the church state. Baptismal regeneration and infant baptism. The Catholic Church established a pope. Actually, their false pope, in all reality, Pontifex Maximus, as was Constantine. But really, we didn't have a pope officially established until Leo II is established. We have infant baptism established by law. We have Mariolatry, the evolution of Mariolatry, the worship of Mary, and Mary takes place over God the Father. You don't pray to God the Father, you pray to Mary. She was known as a mother of God. her Immaculate Conception. Her ascension was invented, and this goes over centuries. In the 1950s and the 1800s, Mary was continually exalted. Purgatory was invented, indulgences, Satan image worship, transubstantiation in 1215 AD by Innocent III. We have celibacy invented in 1123 AD, which is the greatest curse on mankind there is. The Catholic priests have raped and molested children, raped women and young girls by the millions over the years. It didn't start in 1900. It didn't start in 1800. It started in 1123 AD. We have auricular confession. We have the Inquisition. We have the Bible forbidden. The Bible was actually forbidden from about 400 AD onward. Erasmus, a priest in the Catholic Church, tried to reintroduce the Holy Scriptures back into the church. Finally, they anathematized him in the end of his life and disposed him. The Catholic Church, why escape the Catholic Church? Because the Catholic Church has a lying, false history. If you study the history of the Catholic Church, it will expose her for what she is. The Catholic Church will give you a false sense of forgiveness, that the priest can forgive you of your sins, which is impossible. There is only one man, one mediator between man and God, and that's Jesus Christ only. You come to God the Father by Jesus, not by Mary, not by any other saint. The promise, the false promise of salvation in the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church is the greatest enemy of the gospel of Jesus Christ. One of the greatest enemies of the gospel of Jesus Christ in the history of the world, in the history of religion. Catholicism and her sister, Islam, almost run neck and neck in what they have done to history. The Catholic Church, minimally, has only killed between 50 and 100 million Christians. Only killed 50 to 100 million Christians. Islam has killed 270 plus million people. The Catholic Church, why escape Catholicism? Because the Catholic Church has tried to completely destroy the Word of God. Islam and Catholicism tried to burn every scripture in the history. They tried to burn every scripture in history. That was their whole... The Catholic Church did not want to have people have the Bible. They have a false gospel and a false redemption. You have a false religion and a false sense of security in that religion. The Catholic Church has always been associated with evil of all sorts. The Catholic Church, ever since the Mafia began, just about, has been involved with it. Almost ever since. And some of the great leaders of the Mafia, Russell Baffaloni, one. He had a lot of people killed. He had Jimmy Hoffa killed. President Kennedy. This is all now history behind us. The Warren Report was a little fairy tale, as James Garrison said. That happened. The last message to Jimmy Hoffa before they killed him through Francis Chagrin, one of his best friends, they told him, this is it. This is the end of it. If you don't shut up, sit down, and go play with your grandchildren, this is it. You're going to die. He said they wouldn't dare. Said, Jimmy, they killed the president for you. Why wouldn't they dare? Those men, like Francis Charand and Russell Buffaloni, they trusted in a false religion to get them to heaven. They confessed their sins. And the priest says, go your way, your sins are forgiven. But they weren't. Mm-hmm. I know you've seen the Godfather. The Godfather is about, that's about the story, people. That's the story of it all. Murder and killings. We had to remember, we had the Inquisition and we had the Holy Wars. The Holy Wars. What was holy about them? Murder and mayhem, rape and pillage. You heard of the Knights of Columbus, Knights Templar. You've heard these terms. Well, they are real. They are real. We have a sense of false security. Even these powerful men that thought that they could confess their sins to a priest and go to heaven. I guarantee you, any one of these people, if they'd have confessed their sins to the Father through Jesus Christ, they could have gone to heaven. But that church gave these people a false sense of security and a false sense of salvation. It destroyed them forever. They were sincere. Sincerity will not get you to heaven. It's by God Himself. Why escape Catholicism? Because you'll go to hell praying to Mary. That's why. You'll go to hell confessing your sins to a priest. Catholicism has always been associated with evil of all sorts. We know now that during World War II that the Catholic Church helped many Germans escape to America under conversion of Catholicism, changing their name. South America, all through South America, Colombia, Argentina, all through these places, there were German Nazi colonies, and there still are today, under the protection of Catholicism. Juan Perón helped protect them. They moved industries out of Germany by hundreds of thousands of dollars going into different countries. And some of them even came to America. Some of these men, I'll name some of them. Adolf Eichmann. Martin Bormann. Claus Barbie. Dr. Joseph Mengele, that finally died by drowning down in South America. There are German beer halls down in towns. There are German towns in South America. Under the auspices and the protection of Catholicism and her leaders. Franz Stengel. These were all high crime Nazis. Even in the Bakersfield area, out and where I am, anytime you see dairies, the Dutch dairies, the Dutch were the biggest, the most prevalent in Hitler's SS, Waffen, in other words, Foreign Legion. They were out in my area, SS officers, right where I live, through these people, these dairies. Moved into South America in the dairy and cattle industries, and in manufacturing, and in medicine. United States, even under the cover of security, imported many Nazi scientists. This is history now. Catholicism has a history of murder, corruption, child molesting, rape and pillage, theft that is only surpassed by Islam. That's all. The only religion in the world has done more criminal actions is Islam. Catholicism is only second best. But guess what? Where did Muhammad and where did Islam learn her lessons and tricks? From Catholicism. Catholicism had already begun to kill and indulgences. They had already established a pope when Muhammad became a pope. The high pope forever. We see all of these things. We see how terrible destruction and corruption throughout the world. Maybe I mentioned some things today that you didn't know about. It's all, you can Google it now. Not everything on Google is exactly right, but you can Google what I told you. Destruction to the Word of God. False imprisonment. Persecution. How would you false imprisonment? Look at the nuns that have been falsely imprisoned. Look at the nuns that homosexuality people is rampant among Catholicism. Alcoholism and homosexuality. In the Vatican. The Vatican is one of the most corrupt, licentious areas of the world. History of it. Some of the popes tried to clean it up. Some of the popes inherited something terribly wrong when they found out what was going on around them. But you're not going to stop that system, people. You're not going to clean her up. She's a hog no matter how you look at her. You can't make a silk purse out of a hog's ear. She is what she is. Why would you want to stay in that? Why would you want to be imprisoned in it? People have died by the millions and millions and millions and hundreds of millions and gone to hell trusting in a false gospel. I went down and I went to the Catholic Church and I showed you the evolution of her crimes. And every one of these false doctrine is a crime against God. Every one. Infant baptism. Baptism of regeneration. Purgatory. Indulgences. Why, Martin Luther, he wanted to discuss indulgences. And he got him in a lot of trouble. That's the Diet of Worms and his theses on the wall. He was going to discuss indulgences. The Catholic Church anathematizes anyone who doesn't believe that the Catholic Church has power to forgive sins. That the Catholic Church is infallible. That the popes are infallible. That their orders are by God's own order. The Bible teaches that there are pastors and deacons in a church. The Bible teaches that we have two ordinances in the church, baptism and the Lord's Supper, and neither one of them is a vehicle of grace. The Catholic Church invented seven sacraments, and it forces them, even turning marriage into a sacrament. An unholy idea. Marriage doesn't get you to heaven. And marriage relationships between a man and a woman are controlled by some priest. That's between you and God. Wouldn't you like to have eternal salvation now? In Catholicism, you hope to have eternal life. Maybe after going through purgatory, maybe you'll be cleansed of all your sins sooner or later. That is a false gospel, people. That is a false hope. You have a false forgiveness. You have a false sense of salvation. And you're passing on that on to your children. And damning them also along with yourself. Jesus told the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes, he said, you make go land, through land and sea and make proselytes, and you make them two times the sons of hell that you are. You pass it on. You pass the curse on. Catholicism has been a curse to the world. And that's all. A curse to the world. A curse to God. They have shaken their mighty fist to governmental powers in the face of God and dared Him to send missionaries into their areas. What do you have to do to be saved? You don't have to go to church to do it. I was saved. I was in church when I was saved, but I was saved because I read the Word of God. The little charismatic church I was going to didn't preach the gospel at all. All they did was miracles and talking in tongues and prophecy and all that, setting aside the Word of God again. Every papal bull in the history of the Catholic Church is a flagrant blasphemy to God's Word. There is no more revelation, people. The Word of God is the final revelation. What do you do to get saved? How do you escape? Why do you want to escape from Catholicism? Because you have no hope there. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ through His death. Pray to God the Father directly and say, Father, forgive me of my sins. I believe that you sent forth your Son, that he died for me, that he was buried in a grave and crucified, and that he was raised on the third day, and that he lives forever to make intercession for me. For there is only one mediator between man and God, and that is Christ Jesus our Lord. He's either your Lord or your enemy. If you're a Catholic, Jesus Christ is your enemy. Jesus Christ will condemn you to eternal hell fires one of these days because you have rejected Him and believed in a false religion. The same thing goes for Mormonism and Jehovah's Witnesses and Islam. Father, we send this message out that it will glorify you. And I pray, Father, if there's a Catholic listener out there, that you convict them of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come, that they'll look into your Word and realize that they've been led astray and want to seek forgiveness from you, not a priest, not a church. Father, forgive me where I fail you, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.